Hello, this is Dr. Evgenia Goldsberg dictating an endoscopy report on Laura Holtz, date of birth 9/25/1995, date of procedures December 7, 2023. Physician is Dr. Evgenia Goldsberg, DO. Referring physician is Dr. Chris Stroud. Indication is rectal bleeding, comma, bloating. Procedure performed is esophageal gastroendoscopy with cold biopsies and colonoscopy with cold snare polypectomy and cold biopsies. Description, procedure, informed consent was obtained, period, possible complications of the procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, as well as the possibility of malignancy, such as a malignancy, were all explained to the patient, period. The patient was brought to the endoscopy suite, placed in left lateral position, sedated for anesthesia services, monitored anesthesia care, period. While lubricated, limpus video gastroscope was introduced to the esophagus and advanced into direct vision to the second portion of the duodenum, period. Careful examination was made of the duodenal bulb, second portion of the duodenum, stomach, GE junction, esophagus, period. A retroflex was obtained at the cardioperitoneal area, resection from the seventh floor, draw the scope, period. The patient was then turned around. In left lateral position, period, a digital rectal exam was normal. Period, a well-lubricated limpus video colonoscope was introduced into rectum and advanced into direct vision to the cecum, which was identified by the presence of the appendiceal orifice, ileocecal valve, and confluence of the fold, period. The terminal ileum was also evaluated, period. Retroflex was obtained of the rectum, period. Vial preparation was excellent with a Boston Bell prep score of 9, 3-3-3, period. A retroflex was obtained. Oh, sorry, I said that. The patient saw the procedure well without any complications. Findings, number one, at upper endoscopy. Next line, there's an unremarkable esophagus. Next line, the Z-line was regular, 40 centimeters from the pipe block. Next line, there was evidence of hemorrhagic gastritis. Biopsies were obtained to rule out H. pylori. Next line, there was an unremarkable duodenum to D2. Biopsies were obtained to rule out celiac disease. Next line, at colonoscopy, next line, Boston Bell prep score was 9, 3-3-3, excellent prep. Next line, the TI was evaluated, and there was evidence of mild nodularity. Biopsies were obtained. Next line, there was an approximately 8-millimeter sigmoid colon polyp that was removed with cold snare polypectomy. Next line, there was evidence of extrinsic compression on the rectum at approximately 15 centimeters from the anal verge. Period, biopsies were obtained of this area for histology. Next line, there was hypertrophied anal papillae. Next line, plan. Follow-up biopsy pathology. Next line, would recommend repeat colonoscopy in 5 years, pending path of the polyp. Next line, would recommend CT abdomen pelvis for evaluation of the extrinsic compression on the rectum. Next line, we'll follow up biopsy pathology of the TI nodularity as well. Next line, there was no evidence of any intramucosal endometriosis noted, period. Next line, follow-up in office as previously scheduled.